You're listening to SBS News.
William Chen is finalising his choice on what degree to study at university. The Year 12 student at St Pius X College in Sydney had planned to take on a double degree, Commerce and Arts. But now that the price for those two degrees are potentially set to increase, he's thinking again.
Well, I was going to do a double degree with arts on top of what I wanted to do in commerce, but now I might just consider doing commerce like on its own. That's definitely like how I'm thinking now. Like, is it worth like paying all that extra money for something that's like my second option as well that I want to like do like a double with? I just love like history in general, like what we're doing right now. Like we're learning about like the civil rights movement, which is really relevant to what we're doing today. And then in ancient history, we're doing like ancient societies like the Roman Republic. I just find that really interesting personally, and that's something I wanted to explore in the future, like going like deeper into those societies, like those ancient societies, maybe the modern ones as well. So it's disappointing, I guess. So
the federal government says it's overhauling the cost of university degrees to help graduates find jobs in industries it believes will see employment growth post-COVID-19. Under the policy, the cost of degrees will be changed to incentivise students to enter industries that will drive job growth. Pre-pandemic modelling has shown 62% of jobs growth over the next 5 years will be in healthcare, science and technology, education and construction. Federal Education Minister Dan Tehan says he wants to see an increase to the graduate employment rate of 72.2%.
What we're trying to do is encourage and incentivise students to go in those areas where we know the skills will be. We know we're going to need more teachers. We know we need more clinical psychologists. I mean, one of the things that, you know, deeply concerned the government as a result of the bushfires was the fact that we didn't have the clinical psychologists to go into especially regional and rural communities. We want to incentivise people to go into those areas because we know there are jobs there.
The cheaper course prices will be accessible to new and currently enrolled students from next year. The increased course fees will not affect current students who will have their fees frozen. The federal government will be increasing the cap on university places to allow for an extra 39,000 places for Australian students by 2023. The COVID-19 travel restrictions and the slump in the labour market means the 2021 university enrolments are up, with an estimated 20,000 Year 12 students less likely to take a gap year. Mr. Tehan says the government has already seen a strong uptake of university short courses in nursing, teaching, counselling, IT and science, which have been discounted by up to 74% to drive demand.
We're about to see the biggest contraction of the Australian economy since the Great Depression. We're ensuring young people are getting the skills in the areas that we know there are going to be jobs. One of the things which gives us confidence is what we've seen through micro-credentials. The strong demand we've seen from the students, we think, really demonstrates that students now do have an eye to making sure that they want to get educated in the areas where jobs will be.
The student fees for science and engineering degrees will drop by 20%. There'll be a bigger reduction of 46% for teaching, nursing, clinical psychology, English and languages degrees. The biggest decrease of 62% will apply to agriculture and maths degrees. The Australian Mathematical Sciences Institute, a collaboration of the maths departments from 41 Australian universities, has welcomed the change. The group's director, Professor Tim Brown, says he hopes the measure increases participation from women, Indigenous Australians and ethnic minorities.
To put it simply, we'd like to see representation in students studying mathematics mirroring the representation of all groups in society at the very least. On gender, for example, we have a very large difference in the participation of women and men in mathematics at school and at university.
He's also hoping the change will encourage more humanities students to take up a maths degree. Under the proposed changes, humanities degrees will more than double in cost. Law and commerce degrees will see a 28% increase. President of the National Union of Students, Molly Wilmot, says the impact of future debt for humanities students is concerning.
Regardless of what occupation you go into, it's humanities students that shape the direction of our country and our society. They're the people who end up going into government policy. They're the people who end up making social change. Where we're really concerned at is, you know, by prioritising specific degrees, we're taking away the passion of universities, which is just as important as job outcomes. because students aren't going to succeed if they don't like what they're studying. Students aren't going to succeed if they know they're going to end up in a job that they don't want. Universities aren't job factories. Universities aren't a corporate business that turns people out. Universities are a place of learning and academia.
Journalism professor Susan Ford from Griffith University in Brisbane says she's worried about the overall message being sent to parents and students, particularly from migrant or lower socioeconomic backgrounds.
That's a great concern, that people who, for example, are first in family will decide that that's just too expensive, they'll never be able to pay it off. But it's also about how we think about people from lower socioeconomic backgrounds, how we think about people from migration backgrounds. It's always been the humanities and the social sciences that are able to grapple with those issues really well. And to lose that knowledge and to, as I said, to provide a disincentive for people to study those areas, I think is a terrible signal to send to our young people. And to parents whose young people might be considering studying in those fields.
Dr. Alex Wake is president at the Journalism Education and Research Association of Australia. She says the announcement sends shockwaves through the humanities academic community.
I have received several messages from Australians working overseas who have seen the announcements, and they've been shocked and horrified by these announcements that the culture wars, as it's called, are continuing in this extent in this country. I absolutely believe that this will stop people from all backgrounds from joining the industry at a time when more than ever before we need to have full representation in news of the full cross-section of Australians. I think if nothing else, we have learned in the last few weeks with Black Lives Matter protests is that we need a greater diversity of voices in the news media, and by more than doubling the cost of degrees, it's going to stop people from applying to do this.
The policy proposal is likely to face fierce debate in the Senate. There were failed attempts by the coalition government in 2015 to deregulate universities, which would have allowed them to set their own fees. They're currently regulated by the government. Political economist at the University of Sydney, Gareth Bryant, says the new policy highlights the vulnerability of the university funding model.
You have the government only contributing something like 7% of the cost and students contributing 93% of the cost. What we need instead is a much more significant rebalancing of funding in the other direction so that the government is able to actually provide much more levels of funding, a greater proportion of the cost of university education. And that will put universities in a much stronger position for the next time we get the sort of shock that universities have experienced with COVID-19.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.